This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Taliban fighters on Thursday captured another city, the 10th provisional capital they have seized in a week in Afghanistan, as U.S. intelligence says the capital, Kabul, could fall to insurgents within 90 days. The speed of Taliban advance has sparked widespread criticism over U.S. President Joe Biden's decision to withdraw American troops and leave the Afghan government to fight alone. With the last of the U.S.-led international forces set to leave by the end of this month, the Taliban has taken control of about two-thirds of Afghanistan, having mounted an offensive on multiple fronts. Government forces are finding rural districts too hard to defend. Many have withdrawn to protect Kabul and other cities, prompting thousands of families to flee the provinces in hope of finding safety there. The New South Wales state government said on Thursday extra Australian military personnel may be called in to ensure compliance with lockdown rules in Sydney as the highly infectious Delta coronavirus variant spreads into regional areas. The move comes as Australia's capital city, Canberra, southwest of Sydney, announced a snap one-week lockdown starting Thursday evening after reporting its first locally acquired case of COVID-19 in more than a year. Authorities later confirmed an additional three cases, all close contacts of the first case. Australia is battling to get on top of the fast-moving Delta strain that has plunged its two largest cities, Sydney and Melbourne, into hard lockdowns. Some 580 unarmed army personnel are already helping police inform home quarantine orders on affected households in the worst affected suburbs of Sydney, Australia's most populous city. But despite 7 weeks of lockdown, daily infections continue to hover near record highs. This is VOA News. Japanese authorities said on Thursday hundreds of thousands of residents of Nagasaki and other parts of an island in southwest Japan have been asked to evacuate to avoid floods and the risk of landslides caused by torrential rain. Video aired by public broadcaster NHK shows streets covered with water in some areas and rivers close to overflowing, as more than an average August of rainfall fell in just 48 hours. Authorities issued the most serious level 5 evacuation order in some areas, warning residents to take immediate action to protect themselves. Turkish emergency officials said Thursday severe floods and mudslides triggered by torrential rain in northern Turkey have left at least 6 people dead and another missing. The floods battered coastal provinces on Wednesday, demolishing homes and bridges and sweeping away cars. Helicopters scrambled to rescue people stranded on rooftops. The disaster struck as firefighters in southwest Turkey worked to extinguish a wildfire in a popular tourist area near the Aegean Sea. The blaze was brought under control on Thursday, one of more than 200 wildfires in Turkey since July 28th. At least 8 people and countless animals have died, and thousands of residents have had to flee fierce blazes. Italian firefighters said Thursday they'd battled more than 500 blazes overnight, as another death was reported, taking the toll linked to wildfires to 4 over the past week. Temperatures are soaring and setting what is to believe a new European record of nearly 49 degrees Celsius or 120 degrees Fahrenheit in Sicily on Wednesday. Southern Europe has experienced intense heat waves and wildfires this summer, with deaths also recorded in Greece and Turkey, as experts warn the climate change increases intensity and frequency of such extreme weather events. The searing heat is due to continue in Italy for several days and risks fueling fires that have already plagued much of the country south in recent weeks. And Britain's most senior police officer on Thursday said detectives will re-examine allegations against Prince Andrew due to the U.S. civil suit filed this week for alleged sexual abuse. The head of London's Metropolitan Police said the force will review the claims after previously opting not to open an investigation. Virginia Giuffre on Monday filed a claim in New York alleging the late U.S. financier Jeffrey Epstein regularly abused her and lent her out to quote-unquote powerful men for sex. She alleges the Duke of York sexually abused her at the London home of a convicted sex offender's associate, Ghislaine Maxwell, when she was under 18. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.